slow. We started St. Louis this morning, and this is a, in my opinion, one of the very well-coached football teams that we're going to play. I've got a great deal of respect for Coach Spagnuolo. I've faced him in the past as a coordinator. And his teams always strike me that they take away what you try to do best and force you to beat them a different way. And they usually accomplish that. And, you know, if you can take away a strength of a team each week and force them to find different ways to try to be successful, I think it gives your team a great chance to win. And they're certainly on the right track. I've been very competitive in basically every game. They've played in a lot of close games, lost to Oakland close, beat San Diego. You know, they're second right now, second place in their division, and they're fighting for an opportunity to play in the playoffs too. So, you know, they got some young players on their football team that are performing very well for them right now. We talked yesterday about Bradford. He's definitely getting better and better each week. He runs their offense very effectively, gets the ball out, very accurate thrower of the football. And again, they do a good job of taking care of the ball. Jackson is, we talked to the team this morning, I think he's gained more scrimmage yards or yards from scrimmage than any player in the NFL since 2006. I was their leading receiver last year with over 50 catches. Very dangerous player, good runner, tough runner inside, plays a role for him in the passing game, and certainly a guy we're going to have to try to limit this weekend. Amendola, one of their kind of an unsung hero, a guy that, you know, I don't know if many people know about him, but our team certainly does now. One of the better return men we'll play all year, and I think he's second in the league in third down receptions and first in red area receptions. So a guy we're going to have to be aware of, you know, when the situation is critical. They usually look for him, and he's usually a very big part of their scheme. Defensively, this is a team that pressures creatively. I think they're tied or second in the league in sacks at this point, and that's a lot of different ways. They got two good at Hall and Long, both rush the passer very well, have great effort, and play plays until they're finished and usually get production out of that. And then they blitz more secondary defenders, safeties, corners, nickelbacks, probably than any team we've played so far this season. And they do a good job of scheming their pressures to try to attack your protections and your quarterback. So it's a team that's gotten off to fast starts. I think they've scored first in 7 of their 10 games. They've allowed the fewest points in the first quarter all season by any team in the National Football League. They've only turned the ball over twice in the last 5 games, which is the fewest in the league. So it's going to be a big challenge for us in every phase, and we're excited for our preparation to begin today. Questions?
What have been some of the disappointments or reasons why your defense hasn't played the way I'm sure you would have liked in the last 5, really ever since the Tennessee game?
You know, consistency is a word we have talked a lot about in the last month or so, and I think that's really applicable to more than one phase of our team. You know, 2 weeks ago we played pretty well in many ways in all 3 phases, and then, you know, the other night we certainly didn't bring that consistency to the ball game in San Diego. So we're capable. We know that. We've played good football against good teams this season. You know, but our ability to remain consistent and play that way each week is a challenge. And a part of that's because we play good people each week, and they have a good plan, a good scheme, and good players. But if we want to, you know, if we want to win and maintain some success here on defense, offense, or in a kicking game, you're going to have to be more consistent than what we've been.
What about the age factor? That's come up. You know, you got some 30-somethings on defense.
Mm-hmm. You know, they've played good football, and they've like everybody, they've made their share of mistakes too. I don't think we've lost confidence in any of our players on our team in any face or any side of the ball, you know, and they've been productive. So We need to, anytime you have players who have experience, you know, you need to monitor them and manage their reps sometimes. And we've tried to do some of that with some players on and off during the course of the season during practice. Jamal's taken, you know, practices off. I've certainly done the same thing with Champ and Brian, Ronaldo, Daniel Graham. You know, we've tried to monitor that and make sure that they have their best performance in front of them.
What more can you get out of Kyle Wharton? Are you looking for from him in terms of maybe some of the intangible type of things or late game situations?
I think, you know, anytime you're talking about you know, close games, you need you know, somebody you know, can take a leadership role in trying to help make plays in those situations. But nobody's going to make plays on their own. I think that, you know, his ability to inspire our group offensively to play its best football late in the game, that's what he can do. He's done that before, and we need to continue to try to push to get the best out of our team, whatever side of the ball we're talking about. But in terms of Kyle's role, that's one of the things he can do. Like I said, he can't make them on his own. But he can try to put us in the best position possible and then make every play, you know, when those critical situations are there, you know, make those plays count, you know. I mean, that's what we got to do if we're going to win those close ones.
There are probably some quarterbacks who probably believe in the Patriots. I'm sure Tom Brady maybe do the same. Can they do it? Can they do it on
anything? No. I mean, they can't block them. They can't run routes. You know, they can't pick up the blitz on their own. You know, they can orchestrate the thing and try to put our our players in the best position to be successful, and then, you know, make the critical throw and do their job once the play has begun. And I think that's a part of it. But I think, you know, the overall ability to lead and inspire guys to play their best football at that point in the game. You know, that's always a critical element for any team. And there's leaders on both sides of the ball that have to do that, have to step up and help our team play better in those situations. Yeah, he can do it. He's done it before. You know, he did it in Tennessee and did it a number of times last year in close games. You know, there's a lot of different reasons why, you know, you may or may not close out a game or something happens to change that. And I think that during the course of a year, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into that.
You guys had obviously a great blueprint for success against the Chiefs with the two-dimensional offense. Had that in the first drive in San Diego. What's the challenge in getting back to that? I mean, you've done it before. It's been there. Mm-hmm. What's the challenge in getting back to something like that?
You're talking about just me being balanced?
Yeah, I mean, that seemed to be the blueprint. Obviously, yeah. Everyone wants to do that, but yeah.
I think the way you execute early in the game and the fact that you take a lead is important. You know, if you execute well and you have a lead, doesn't matter how you got the lead. If you threw it 30 times in a row and you have a big lead, then you're going to run it, you know, 20, 25 times in the second half, and you'll end up balanced. In the Kansas City game, I believe we threw it a lot more early and then ran it a lot more as the game went on. And like I said, there's different ways to go about that. You can try to establish something early in the game, or you can try to, you know, do something that you feel is a strength, try to gain control of the game. And then go ahead and maintain your balance as the game goes on and run it a little bit more than you throw it, which is always a good, you know, a good formula. So, you know, I think getting out in front and playing good football early in the game is always critical to offensive balance. And if we can do that more often on a consistent basis and stay out in front, then I think the balance will kind of take care of itself.
Do you expect DJ to practice today?
I'm sorry?
Do you expect DJ to practice today?
They were finishing up the last couple things here, but he definitely could practice today.
Josh, how far along has Tim Tebow come in his development? And if he got thrown into a game, would you feel comfortable with a pretty wide open playbook with him?
Well, I'll answer the first part first. You know, I think he's a young player, certainly in his first year, and he's still learning every week. He's still understanding, trying to understand What goes into the preparation each week. Each team is so different. Like this team, for example, is so drastically different from the last so many we've played. They're not a 3-4 team. They blitz a lot differently than everybody else does. Their coverage schemes are very unique to this team. So I think each week Tim has got to learn, you know, that every opponent presents a number of different challenges. And I think that in itself is a challenge for a young player. But he does a great job of trying to work at that. He does well with the opportunities that he has in practice. He continues to work hard on his own game, on his own time after practice, before practice. And that's what you can ask of a young player. Now, you know, in terms of putting him in the game, if that ever ended up having to happen, we'd play the game. We'd try to make the best decisions we could to give our team the best chance to win. Would it be everything that we asked Kyle to do? No, but I don't know that how many backup quarterbacks in the league would have that, you know, said about them, you know, that they're going to go in and we're going to do everything the same. We'll try to, try to cater to some of the things that we know he's going to do well, and that's how we'd play the game, try to be effective doing it.
You talked for the last couple weeks about Moreno kind of hitting stride and being healthy as he's been all year. What are the factors that go into his kind of hitting that stride, getting better yards per carry?
Well, I think his overall ability to be out there has definitely helped his progress. He's been able to maintain a consistent workload in practice and get those full speed reps. He's running extremely hard during the week, which has allowed him to play the way that he's played the last few weeks. I know we didn't play very well as a team the other day, but Noshon, I thought, played extremely hard, ran the football very effectively the other night with the opportunities that he had. I think he caught 7 balls and did a lot with those too. So, he's starting to really, take on the role that we envisioned for him to take on in the spring. I think he's just getting better each week, and I think he's kind of, fresh is maybe not a great word to use at this point in the season, but because of some of the time that he's missed, he's got great energy, and he's practicing at a really high level, and then that carries over into the game.